Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation صلى الله عليه وسلم. As it has been stated that when a person recites one durood, when a person recites one salutation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to the blessing of that salutation, creates an angel. And this angel is so big that it has 70,000 wings. And upon each wing there are 70,000 feathers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that angel to go and dip into the pond of nur, into the pond of light. And when he comes out, and the droplets which fall from his feathers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates angels from those as well. And those angels do istighfar for that individual who recites the durood. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Such a beautiful and immense reward for the reciter of the durood that the angels, they do istighfar for that individual. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, Lives of the Prophets, Life of the Anbiya, alayhim wassalatu wassalam, in which we talk about the lives of the prophets, in which we talk about those affairs which strengthen our iman, which talk about those things which shaken our iman because of the torment that the nations went through. And carrying on with the series, we have covered Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, we have covered Sayyidina Sheith, we have covered Sayyidina Ismail, we have covered Sayyidina Ishaq, we have covered Sayyidina Ibrahim, we have covered Sayyidina Idris, we have covered Sayyidina Ya'qub, we have covered Sayyidina Ayyub, we have covered Sayyidina Yusuf. So like this, we've covered a lot of prophets, alhamdulillah. And today, we're going to talk about two prophets, because one prophet we do not have a lot of information upon, but because he has been mentioned as a prophet, we will still mention him to gain blessings, and then we will move on to the other prophet. So the first prophet that we're going to talk about today is Sayyidina Dhul-Kifl alayhi salatu wassalam. In the Quran, we do not find anything on Prophet Dhul-Kifl alayhi salam apart from his name and a brief mention of his attributes. Similarly, there are no reports in hadith that speak of him. But because Sayyidina Dhul-Kifl alayhi salatu wassalam has been mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya and Surah Al-Sad, and Allah Ta'ala tells us that he is from the chosen people, he is a prophet, that's why he has been mentioned into this. Sayyidina Dhul-Kifl alayhi salatu wassalam was a very important and a beautiful prophet, as Allah Ta'ala mentions him in the glorious Quran, and it has been said, translation from Kanzul Iman, and Ismail and Idris and Dhul-Kifl, all of them were patient and we admitted them into our mercy. Indeed, they are amongst those who deserve our special closeness. Dhul-Kifl alayhi salam is a beautiful and important prophet because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has firstly mentioned him by name in the glorious Quran. Secondly, he has mentioned him amongst the prominent anbiya such as Sayyidina Ismail, Sayyidina Idris alayhi salatu wassalam. And in another part of the Quran, Allah says, and remember Ismail and Yasa' and Dhul-Kifl, and they are all excellent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has referred to them as excellent. And this is as much information as we have on Sayyidina Dhul-Kifl alayhi salatu wassalam. So we will move on to the second prophet, which is a very famous prophet. We have a lot of detail in relation to this prophet. There is a whole surah which has been named after this prophet, and his story is used to express tawakkul. His story is used to motivate people, and this person has an extreme connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the name of this prophet is Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. Yes, the famous story of the whale, the famous story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam being in the stomach of the whale for a period of time is what we will be covering today. Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam has been referred to different places in the Quran. There is a whole surah, Surah Yunus, which has been mentioned after him. He has also been mentioned in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah Al-Qalam, and Surah Al-Saffat. These are all those places that in which Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has been mentioned in. His name is Yunus, and he remained inside the whale, and he is also referred to as Zunnun and Sahib al-Hut. Sahib al-Hut, Hut in Arabic, refers to a whale. So when we say Sahib al-Hut, this refers to the companion of the whale because he spent time with the whale. The incident concerning the people of Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is as follows. They resided in the Mosul's region of Nineveh. These people were engaged in disbelief and polytheism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to them as a messenger who commanded them to stop their wrongdoings, who commanded them to follow oneness of Allah, who commanded them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But these people remained stubborn upon their disbelief. When these people remained stubborn upon their disbelief and did not tread the correct path, despite all the efforts of Yunus alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam supplicated to his Rabb. He supplicated to his Lord. He says, "Oh Allah, the people are determined in rejecting me. Therefore, send down your punishment." So Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, after observing the great length that these people were willing to go to disrespect and disobey Allah and not believe in Allah, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam raised his hands in the court of Allah and he made dua to Allah that, "Ya Allah, send your torment upon these people." In response, he was told, "Inform them, a punishment will strike them in the morning after 3 days." Accordingly, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam informed them of this imminent punishment. Upon being informed of the punishment arriving, the people said that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam has never said anything false. He has never said anything wrong. He's never been a liar. So now look, if he stays here today, then there is no danger. Because you know, Yunus alayhi salam stays alongside them, then the azab, the punishment will not come. And if he does not spend the night here, the people were saying that if he does not spend the night here, then know that the punishment will arrive. At the fall of night, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam departed from there. Signs of punishment, signs of azab, they started to appear. A terrifying dark cloud was in the sky, and a lot of smoke had gathered, which engulfed the entire city. When the people saw this, the people became certain that the divine punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to fall upon them. So they searched for Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, but they could not find Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. So the fear started to engulf their hearts. The fear started to grow in their hearts. So because they couldn't find Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, what they decided to do was, they all decided to go to the forest, and there they started to plead and beg and cry to Allah Ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, we made a mistake, that Ya Allah, we wronged ourselves, that Ya Allah, forgive us, we want to come upon the straight path." They started mentioning all of this and they started to repent in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accepted their forgiveness, and the signs of azab, the signs of torment, they were turned away from them. Subhanallah, a question can arise here. That in the story of the Pharaoh, Pharaoh, he saw the divine punishment and he repented, but his repentance wasn't accepted. But these people, the same thing happened to them, but why was their repentance accepted? And the reason for their repentance being accepted is because these guys had only seen the signs of punishment, whereas with Pharaoh, he had actually seen the punishment in front of him. So those people only see the sign and they repent. Their repentance is still accepted. And there is a great lesson for us here as well, that the doors of repentance, that the doors of mercy, that the doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat are open until the last moment, until the very last moment where a person wants to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person wants to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person wants to seek forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to forgive that individual as long as he is alive. And this is one of the ni'mas which has been given to the ummah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that until their last breath, until they have some sort of life in them, if they repent and come back to Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them. The hadith which is mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a person who has even the weight of the atom of the mustard seed in his heart, he will enter paradise. And a person who has the way of a mustard seed of arrogance will not enter paradise. So the bounties of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are upon us. Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullah alayh goes on to write that because the punishment did not come down and Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu was salam was not aware of this, he left the city and he migrated, he went to the boat. And the reason for this is because Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu was salam thought to himself that the signs of punishment came but the punishment never came. This means that those people are going to consider me to be a liar and they're going to murder me and they're going to kill me. So Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu was salam, he left, he came to the shore and he mounted a boat. But the reason he did this was to escape death, but he had not waited for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not yet commanded him to leave the city. So he comes upon the boat and the boat goes, and then suddenly in the middle of nowhere, the boat stops. When the boat stops, the people, they had this theory that if there was a runaway slave upon this boat, then the boat would not go and it would destroy everything. So when they asked around, they found that Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was that individual. So they picked him up and they threw him into the ocean. And when he goes inside the ocean and when he is there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders a whale, Hoot, to come and engulf Yunus alayhi salam. So when Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the stomach of Hoot, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders that fish that Yunus is not food for you. So do not harm him, do not cause him any distress, and he should stay in your belly and make your belly a place of residence for him. So Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam stayed in the stomach of that fish. Different narrations. Some say he stayed there for 1 day. Some say he stayed there for 3 days. Some say he stayed there for 7 days. Some say he stayed there for 40 days. Some are even of the opinion that the same day he went into the stomach of the fish is the same day that he was brought out of. Now, despite being inside the fish, he became extremely weak. He became so weak to the extent that the hair of his body had fallen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ordered the fish to regurgitate Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, and Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam swept upon a shore. And when he was upon that shore, he was extremely weak, he was not able to get up. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded a goat. Now imagine you're on an island, there's nothing there, and Allah ta'ala commands a goat to come. And this female goat would come and it would give its milk to Yunus alayhi salam, and it would feed Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam so much to the extent that the hair on his body started to grow. And there's the vegetable of gold, which we call kaddu as well. And the quality and the attribute of kaddu is that it grows on the floor. But Allah Ta'ala commanded this gourd, this pumpkin, to go over the body of Yunus alayhi salam to shade him, and it shaded him. And this has been mentioned in the glorious Quran. And we grew a tree of gold as a miraculous shelter above him. And Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam was there, and the goat would come and would nurture, would give its milk to Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, and he would be shaded by the pumpkin, by the gourd. And like this, he became healthy, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his health back as well. Subhanallah. He has been mentioned in a hadith. It is narrated by Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Malik radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that, should I not guide you towards an Ismul Azam? Should I not guide you towards a great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which when used in supplication, the supplication is accepted, and when used for asking for something, it is always granted. And they said that, what is this supplication? What is this Ismul Azam? What is it? And they said, it is the same words which Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam said in the stomach of the fish. And what are those words? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntum min az-zalimin. These are the words of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. that it is said that a person, if he uses these words to make a certain dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. If a person uses these and he wants something, is in a state of difficulty, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that difficulty. It has been stated by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, somebody said that you are very fond of gourd. You like pumpkin a lot. You like Qadu Sharif a lot. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes, it is the tree of my brother Yunus. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very fond of gourd, of kaduf, because of many reasons. And one of the reasons was because it was that vegetable which came to the help of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawakkul of Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, and the way he took him out of the difficulty of the stomach of the fish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove our difficulties as well. Ameen bi jahi an-nabiy al-ameen wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.